You two are not compatible. It'll never ever last. They said I wasn't even suitable, but you're giving me honestly best days of my life.
David Searle with the best days of his life, our life, the best way in which you can get the best days of your life in good, healthy manners and not going down with any of the nasty 21st century challenges that maybe, just maybe, are actually brought about by excess sugar. We're delighted to welcome that ace guru extraordinaire when it comes to matters nutritional in association with Pharma Nord Nutritional Supplements, of course. It's the amazing Dennis Gore. How are you, Dennis?
Top of the morning to you.
Wonderful. Well then, Dennis, off you go straight away.
Well, you mentioned this company, Pharma Nord. Many listeners, if listening for the first time to these programs, may not have heard of Pharma Nord, a Danish company from Denmark, making health food products, and I came across them 25 years ago, and I've been mentioning them, how good their products are. I've mentioned them on my radio programs and some TV programs I've been doing over the last 25 years. I'm a pharmacist in Manchester. I got my shop, I was lucky to get a mortgage and get my pharmacy, able to become an owner of a shop when I was 25, and next week I'm 77, and I've been in the same shop all over 50 years. And I ended up specialising, besides doing prescriptions and selling cough bottles and throat lozenges, I ended up with complementary medicine, health food products. So it's a strange pharmacy. There's three chemists, a staff of 10. We don't open Saturdays and Sundays. We're open 9 till 7, Monday to Friday. But we don't sell makeup and lipstick and baby food and films and cameras and batteries, because we're busy with prescriptions, and we do sell things like cough bottles. But the rest of the shop is health food products from all over the world. And we mail order products all over the world. And the main lines that we sell out of them are the 48 products that this Danish company, Pharma Nord, make, because in Denmark, by Danish law, they have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards. Excuse me. So when I learnt that Pharma Nord from Denmark have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards, that's the only country in Europe, actually, which have this regulation. So I started promoting Pharma Nord products, and they contacted me and thanked me for mentioning the fact that Pharma Nord health products are made to pharmaceutical standards. And they have sent me, over the 25 years, to many world conferences, so that I could learn more and more about health products. Their product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule. Q10 gives you energy. It's made in your liver. As you pass 20, you start to make less. And by taking it as a supplement, the Pharma Nord Bioquinone Gold, 100 milligram capsule, you can get your energy back and protect yourself against a lot of problems: fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart problems, angina, high blood pressure. You can take it in addition to your doctor's medicines, and it's an amazing substance. As I said, I'm 3 years off 80. My mother did all the bookwork right up to her death at 92. My uncle lived to 99 and a half. And we have many examples. My Uncle Louis, 91, Auntie Olga, who I saw yesterday, is 88, all taking the Pharma Nord Q10 with the mineral in another tablet called Soleno Precise, because Great Britain's soil has the lowest levels of the world's rare rarest mineral, selenium, in our soil, and you need selenium to make 25 different pathways in your body work properly. Selenium K protects your kidney, selenium M protects your muscles, selenium S protects your skin. So there's many reasons why people in Great Britain, in particular, the lowest levels of selenium in the world, that came about when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, and Great Britain drew the short straw because we've got the lowest levels of this world's rarest mineral, selenium. We have the lowest levels in the world. So yes, PharmaNord makes many wonderful products. And this morning, reading, today's headline, for example, in the Daily Express, it's saying dementia risk from diabetes. And it goes on to say, developing type 2 diabetes can lead to brain disease, say the experts. So having diabetes, it says, can significantly increase your chances of being struck down by dementia. The rates of long-term mental decline are steeper in those with type 2 diabetes, a new study has just found. But getting blood sugar levels under control could prevent the start of diseases such as Alzheimer's. Scientists have warned that chronically unhealthy lifestyles lay waste to the brain after research established a direct link between the debilitating condition of dementia, Alzheimer. They found a link between these debilitating conditions in mental function and the sugar. They've gone on to say, Dr. Wang Xiangzi of the School of Public Health at Imperial College here in London, he said, as there is currently no cure for dementia, early intervention on modifiable risk factors such as diabetes may offer an important way to prevent cognitive decline. And so this immediately made me think of a new product that PharmaNord introduced 2 years ago. And I, in my pharmacy in Manchester, have sold over 2,000 packets, and we have many people coming in and buying another box each month for these capsules, which are made of two substances. One of them is the mineral chromium. Now, older listeners will remember that car bumpers used to be made of chromium-plated steel. Now car bumpers are made of rubber or plastic, but they used to be made of steel, and they were coated in chromium, which gave a wonderful shine, and people used to shine the car bumpers, and you needed sunglasses on a sunny day. The reflection of the sun was so bright. But it turns out that we need, as humans and animals need, 100 millionths of a gram each day of the mineral chromium, and our diet doesn't give it. And the original work wasn't found out in humans that we needed chromium. It was found in animal husbandry, in studying animals to get the right feed for the healthiest sheep and cows. And they found that in parts of the world, and England's got the lowest levels of chromium in the world, there's a problem called white muscle disease. And the basic problem is the animals don't have enough chromium. So in animal feeds now, for years they've been putting this tiny amount of chromium to prevent the loss, the death of cows through getting this white muscle disease. And so you can see that By taking chromium, there are many ways of helping our body survive. Actually, I think I've just made a mistake and talking. It was actually selenium that gave the problem of white muscle disease. But coming back to chromium, they found that in our cell walls, there's a receptor called a chromium receptor, and that's waiting to receive some chromium. So in Pharmanaud's product, BioGlucose Control, it's a capsule which, by taking it, it helps to control your sugar levels, which I've just been reading. There's now a link between sugar, getting diabetes, and getting dementia. So in their product, BioGlucose Control, the 100 millionth of a gram of chromium coming into our cells makes a substance called chromodulin. I've asked many doctor friends, many pharmacist friends, even consultants, have they heard of chromodulin, which is what the Japanese have discovered? And no, nobody's heard of it. So you can't make chromodulin without chromium. In the Pharmanaud product, BioGlucose Control, helping to control glucose levels, there's this amount of chromium. And now you can make your chromodulin, which tells another receptor, the glucose receptor in the cell wall, open the door, the glucose receptor door, and allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell. When the right amount of sugar has entered the cell, then a hormone called leptin will in the end be made and tell the brain, I feel full because I've had the right amount of sugar. Without the chromodulin made from the chromium, the door to let the right amount of sugar into the cell to give you energy won't open. And so the insulin on the outside of our 100 trillion cells will be sort of standing there thinking, what am I going to do with the sugar if I can't put it into a cell to give energy? I'll have to store it as fat. So it gets stored on your tummy to get a fat belly. It gets stored on your buttocks to have a fat bottom. It gets stored in the liver, where you do store some sugar as a reserve source of sugar. But when you have too much sugar and you can't get it into your cells through the lack of chromium, then you get far too much sugar stored in the liver. And there's a big problem looming up. It's already present in the country, but it's looming up more and more, that people are getting a medical condition that the doctors call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Unfortunately, if you drink too much alcohol, you do get fatty liver disease. But now they've designated the phrase non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, where the insulin, whose job is to give you energy, but also store sugar as a reserve source of energy, when the situation arises, you need a lot of energy, say to run away from a lion or a dinosaur in the times of when we're in caves, you need a lot of energy to climb a tree to escape from the dinosaur or the lion, or you need to throw a burning log at the animal so it won't eat you. So in that moment, you need so much more energy that the stored sugar in your liver will be converted back to real sugar, and you can use it for the extra energy. But in our modern world, we are having so much sugar. I googled how much sugar did people in Great Britain eat in 1700, and it was about 8 pounds of sugar a year. Now they've found, well, in America they've done trials for years, and we're in England, we're not in Great Britain, we're not far behind with the amount of, the ridiculous amount of sugar we're eating each day. It can be between 60 to 100 pounds of sugar a year. And obviously, with all that sugar, the body just can't cope. And with this lack of chromium, it's definitely being stored. And that's why so many people are so obese. And so many people would benefit from taking one capsule twice a day of BioGlucoControl, because the chromium in it can then enable you to let the right amount of sugar actually enter your cell, give you energy, and then you'll make the hormone leptin, which tells the brain, I feel full. So, yes, this product has helped a lot of people. I've had customers who were pre-diabetic, and a third of them go on to become diabetic in the next 5 years. And I'm ashamed to say, even myself, at 77, I put weight on, not a lot, just over a stone over the years, and I'd gone to 12 stone 10. And taking BioGlucoControl, I am now 11 stone 6. You see, when you've got the chromium and this sugar story, it enables you to curb your appetite when you make the hormone which makes you feel full. That word satiated, to feel full, it makes you feel full, and it stops this desire for continually thinking you need sugar to give you energy. Because without that sugar door opening in your cell wall, then you don't get the sugar. It's just being stored as fat. So you lose two ways without getting the right amount of chromium. You can't get the sugar into your cell, which you needed the right amount to give you energy, and you're storing it as fat. Your bottom, your belly, your double chin, and your non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The other ingredient, there's only two ingredients in Farbenord's BioGlucoControl capsule. The other ingredient is made from a berry from the mountains of Chile. And it's not the acai berry, which is quite well known in Great Britain now. This is the maki berry with the capital M. And this berry it grows in the mountains of Chile, and Chile is 7,300 miles from Great Britain. So we don't hear much about Chile. We hear about Chilean wines. I hear connoisseurs of wines talking about Chilean wines. But the people living up in the mountains, for centuries, they eat these berries because it has a wonderful health product. What it does, it stops the enzyme called glucosidase. That's the enzyme that turns starch into food. So when you eat bread and potatoes and pizza and pasta and rice and chapatis, and when you eat Swedes and turnips and parsnips, all these things I've just mentioned, they're all starch, and all starch will be broken down by this substance, this enzyme, glucosidase. All starch breaks down to sugar. But this purple berry has an ingredient in it which stops the glucosidase enzyme, the enzyme that converts starch into sugar. It stops it converting starch into sugar. So all those foods, you chew them, you eat them, you enjoy them, you pull them out as fiber, but it greatly reduced the amount of sugar being released because the enzyme glucosidase is being blocked, and glucosidase turns starch into sugar. So these two ingredients in the Farmanord capsule called BioGlucoControl, it's helping you on two fronts. It's stopping starch becoming sugar, and what sugar you do have, it only allows the right amount to enter the cell and curbs your appetite, because now the glucose channel has opened, the right amount of sugar has come in, so now you make the hormone leptin, which says, I feel full. In the Daily Mail, Tuesday, January the 23rd, that's this week, headline, children could lose 20 years of healthy life as obesity crisis takes toll. It goes on to say, children are losing, this is terrible to read, up to 20 years of healthy life because of the failure to tackle youth obesity, medical leaders warn. The very prestigious, the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, has criticized a piecemeal approach from ministers to preventing long-term illness. This includes a failure to impose a ban on junk food adverts or prohibit takeaway outlets opening up near schools. This body of doctors, the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, they represent 17,500 doctors, nurses, and other health experts. They say many children are growing into obese adults and developing diabetes. A third of children are overweight or obese by the time they are 11 years old, and the rates are creeping up despite government promises to reduce them. Among adults, 62% are classed as overweight or obese. Just over half of pregnant women are overweight. So this report by the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, this report states that although the government has taken some steps, including and introducing a tax on sugar drinks, the health of youngsters has remained largely unchanged. Professor Nina Modi, the college's president, said, as a nation, we're not winning this battle. And I'm adding, listeners, that this wonderful product, BioGlucose Control, that Pharma Nord have now added one capsule a day, can be taken by children over five. So, as it says, we're not winning the battle. An obese child is very likely to remain an obese adult. An obese adult is at risk of losing between 10 and 20 years of healthy life, as well as the fact that life expectancy will be reduced as well. I mean, sugar damages the eyesight, leading to blindness. It damages the heart. One in four, we're told, of diabetics have heart problems. It damages the kidneys, the filters of the body. And if the filters of the body, the kidneys, fail, it can lead to an earlier death through kidney complications. And it can lead the sugar damaging the nerves to the legs. And if the nerves to the legs, to the blood vessels, don't work properly, then the arteries don't open and close properly. And then it can lead, and it's very common, unfortunately, in diabetic patients, to gangrene, where there can be amputation of legs and feet and toes. In fact, the horrendous number was released recently that in Great Britain alone, every week, 160 people are having toes or a leg or a foot amputated through gangrene brought about by the sugar damaging the person's nerves, and then they can't control the blood supply to the leg, and so it becomes gangrenous and the doctors have to amputate. 160 people a week on this island called the United Kingdom. And you can imagine in many, many other countries, they've got the same problem. So 160 a week multiplied by 52 is getting on for around 8,000 people are having amputations in Great Britain every year from diabetic, this gangrenous problem. And it's mainly happening in diabetics. You can get it in heavy smokers, because heavy smokers, that's also ruining the circulation to the leg. In fact, there's a big push now that the government's telling everybody, including myself as a pharmacist, pharmacists are telling the public as well, that it's very, very important to really make an effort to, you know, stop smoking, because smoking also has horrendous problems on the body, especially the circulation. And there are people having amputations through getting poor circulation through the legs, through the nicotine, and that can lead to, you know, terrible circulation problems, including gangrene, which leads to amputation.
And on that point, Dennis, we have to hold you up, I'm afraid, because we've got Alice.
Well, go on. Vaporing with these gadgets where you put the nicotine liquid in, we're being told by the government to tell everybody that that is much, much safer than smoking.
Indeed, although I must admit I wouldn't actually want to go to the vape routine, because I'm sure there'll be things wrong with that before too long.
Yes, but at the moment the government medical bodies, this is the latest work, Alex, it's definitely safer to go to vaping. That's what we're all being told in chemist shops to tell the 65 million people in Great Britain.
Safest option, Dennis, don't even start. Dennis, it's been fantastic working with you as ever. Are you back again next week?
Next Friday, 9:30.
Hurrah! Up next, we'll be finding out how homeowners have been demanding transparencies over high street estate agent fees with consumer champion Alice Beer, no less. Dennis, we salute
you. Sounds very interesting.
Well, we like to feel there's a certain
I'll be listening in.
Brilliant. Dennis Gore, we salute you. Take care now.
Bye. Bye.